This is In My Opinion with your host, Ray Doskey.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to In My Opinion. I'm your host, Ray Doskey. Thank you so much for listening in. So much to talk about. Well, today is going to be a special, In My Opinion. Today, we're going to be talking about fantasy football, week 13. We've got 2 weeks left until the playoff starts for most fantasy football leagues. So I'll be giving you some injury updates per team, per game, what have you, and some of my starts, sits, what have you. So much to cover today. Championship time is almost here. Playoffs are almost here. 2 weeks, week 13, we're here. Now, I am fighting in like three of my leagues about trying to get that last position. I have not been so lucky this year in fantasy football. In one league, I have been. One league, I've got first place, what have you. And then two of my other leagues, new to me, never played with these guys before, super competitive. And of course, I'm in the listeners league here at Nashville Sports Radio WNSR with Bruno and Zach with the Afternoon Stretch guys. And I haven't had been the toughest time trying to set my lineups. Dealt with so many injuries, like many of us. What was it, the first four players drafted in this fantasy football year with Derrick Henry and Dalvin Cook and Kamara and CMC now all out. Some for the rest of the season, some others for the foreseeable future. Maybe Dalvin Cook, who's on two of my teams. And I've never taken a risk with Dalvin Cook, but I gave him a chance, did well, and didn't handcuff him with Madison. Now I'm paying for it, and I'm just so pissed off. But hopefully he'll be out for 1 to 2 weeks, and hopefully he'll be there for me when I make that final playoff run. I can get into these playoffs, get more or less in a lower seed, have some things kind of fall my way, and then finally I can get myself in there, and he'll be back, and then we can start rolling and try to go after this championship. What I'm going to talk about today is more or less just injuries. Injuries, people you need to have your eyes on as you start to set up those lineups. I know, you know, it's a little early. We got 2 days away, so that's why I wanted to come and do this podcast, get it out of the way, because I know I've been getting a lot of questions asked, especially on my Instagram page at NFL.Junkie, J-U-N-K-I-E, where if you check out the page, you can find me there. You cover all kinds of NFL content from players, info, rumors, trades, signings, even fantasy football. So if you haven't had a chance, if you do have a chance, go check out the page. If you see and you like what you see, smack that follow button and, you know, let's chop it up. But let's go ahead and let's talk about the games coming up week 13. First one, we'll talk about the Eagles and Jets. And the Eagles have some injury concerns. The biggest one is Jalen Hurts. He's got his ankle injury. He's been limited with, you know, this week. And it looks like he might be possibly approaching this game as a start, but then we'll find out more until probably like pregame as warm-ups come up towards Sunday. But I don't see Jalen Hurts is going to miss this game. The biggest one I think you guys should really watch out for is Miles Sanders. He's got an ankle injury. Jordan Howard's still out. Boston Scott, who was a big waiver wire pickup this last week, looks like that he may be able to come in. We'll see what happens, but he's still on the non-COVID illness list. So he hasn't practiced this week, so he might be limited as well. So if, let's say Boston Scott's out and Jordan Howard is still dealing with any injury, he's been held all of practice last week, he doesn't play. Miles Sanders, depending on how he practices, because he was a full participant on Thursday, if he gets to start, he is a must-start going against the Jets. On the Jets side, we've got Corey Davis. Guy's been dealing with a groin injury. He hasn't practiced this week yet. He says he's been feeling better, but we'll see what happens. But it still seems like he's unlikely to play, which gives out Elijah Moore is going to probably have a both go-to wide receiver for the Jets quarterback, whoever I believe is going to be Zach Wilson this week. He's going to be the more or less the beneficiary of all those targets because Elijah Moore has been literally lighting it up in fantasy football. So those are the guys you want to watch out for this past week for the Jets versus the Eagles coming up on Sunday. Next one is Giants and Dolphins. Well, Giants got a big one. Daniel Jones dealing with a neck injury. Don't know how bad it is. He's been limited both in Wednesday's Thursday's practice this past week. Feels like he's got a neck strain. There's real questions of whether he'll be able to start or not. If he doesn't, Mike Glennon might get the start. I swear, whenever I hear Mike Glennon starting for a team, I feel like I hear him on every team. I feel like he starts for like 28 teams. Oh, Derek Carr's out. Oh, Mike Glennon's starting. I know Mariota's there. But it's just like, oh, Kyler Murray's out. Mike Glennon's there. I know who's there. It just feels like Mike Glennon starts everywhere. I think he's been everywhere. Justin Fields, not start. Mike Glennon's there. I get it. Andy Dalton's there. But it just feels like Andy that Mike Glennon starts for every team. So if Mike Glennon does start this game, the Giants' offense is going to look horrible. This is going to really take an effect on the other players because right now, you know, you got Sterling Shepard who's been able to work back from a quad injury. He was limited on Thursday. You know, Kadarius Toney's dealing with a quad. Toney was unable to practice on Wednesday or Thursday, and it looks like he'll miss his second straight game this week. So But Tony still remains as a worthy stash for later, going towards, like, if you guys are there and you're in a good spot and you're playoff seeding, whatever, and you're going to possibly be in cruise control the next 2 weeks and you're able to get into the playoffs, he's definitely a stash because his volume and his opportunities and his remaining schedule is very friendly because he's got all NFC East opponents. Because what the NFC East does, they play each other the last 5 weeks. They're going to just beat up each other until one of them is number one in the NFC East. Right now, it looks like the Cowboys because we saw with the Cowboys, they won last night against, yeah, that's right, the New Orleans Saints. I got a lot of questions about even that game last night. Like, who should I play? And people were asking about Cooper. I said, Cooper's going to be limited. He had a couple of big catches, a 40-yard gain here. He was able to be involved. But last night, it was a Tony Pollard show. It was a Tony Pollard show. I mean, this guy was everywhere. Zeke, I didn't expect any of the running backs to do well because we all know how tough New Orleans Saints defense is. But if you look at that Cowboys team, it looks like Daniel Schultz was the tight end, was the one who's the beneficiary of a lot of targets his way. CeeDee Lamb blew up. Gallup blew up. I mean, those guys had double-digit points. Double-digit fantasy points. Zeke was lackluster. Now, he out-carried Tony Pollard 15 times. I believe it was 7 terms of carries. So Zeke was the lead back. He just was not the same. He looks like he's still dealing with that injury. He was limping around. If you're able to watch the game last night, he was limping. He just did not look healthy. And Pollard looks so much more explosive. Why are they not just playing him more? Just let Zeke sit back. You guys probably, you know, got a good position to, you know, probably win this, the NFC East. Let Zeke sit back, relax, rest. Because you're going to need him in the playoffs. You're going to need him in the playoffs. Because he does not look healthy at all. And I know that fantasy owners of Zeke, that's not music to your ears. You don't want to hear that. But let's be real here. If he continues to play, you're going to see the continued efforts of the fantasy point outputs that you've seen in the last couple weeks. Dallas Cowboys have not been able to run the ball well the last couple weeks. Tony Pollard probably wouldn't have had a great game last week if he didn't run for that, make that big 48-yard touchdown run. He probably would have been like, he would have been a disaster. He was a flex play yesterday. But if they let Zeke sit on the sidelines, let him heal up, let him get better, let Tony kind of ride this way because the team looks completely different when Pollard is in the offense. He's far more explosive. He's far more healthier than Zeke is at this point in this season. But you look at Tyson Hill. Taysom Hill was everyone's like, oh, yeah. So some people on my Instagram page are like, oh, should I play him? Should I play him? I'm like, look, he's risk reward. He's boom or bust. I don't think he's an NFL quarterback. I think he's a gadget player, and he showed that last night. Trevor Siemian is the better quarterback, and I think that to have him, and if, honestly, I would have had Hill playing the starting quarterback. I would rather have him at running back than Mark Ingram because he looked far more explosive than Mark Ingram did last night. And I had people starting Mark Ingram last night. I thought he was going to be a beneficiary of a lot of volume targets, a lot of volume carries. It was going to go his way, but it looked like Taysom Hill, who decided to rush over 100 yards and looked good. Threw a touchdown, threw an interception that first half. I'm like, okay. And people are like texting me they were getting at me on my DMs. Like, oh, you know, I should have started Taysom, whatever. And I'm like, just hold the horses. And what happens? 2 touchdowns, 4 interceptions, and over 100 yards. And that second touchdown was a late garbage down touchdown. So it's safe to say that maybe one of those touchdowns, maybe both, depending on how your fantasy football lineup is, like if your quarterbacks get 6 points or 4 points in terms of touchdowns, if you got they got 4 points per touchdown pass, or, you know, both are gone. So now you're left with 100 yards and a few yards passing. He probably got you 12, 13 points. But if you got 6 points, what does he do? Probably got you 8. Probably got you 18 points. And there was a lot. There was a far other players that you probably should start in this week compared to over him. Like Jimmy G would probably be a player that you want to look. Carson Wentz, I would have gone after him if he's on waivers. I mean, there's a ton of players available. But we all know that Taysom Hill was very attractive with, you know, his running ability. That is attractive in fantasy football. We've seen it with Jalen Hurts and Lamar Jackson, quarterbacks. Even Taylor Heineke. I would start Taylor Heineke. Taylor Heineke is a far more efficient, better quarterback than Taysom Hill is. Taysom Hill is just, like I said, a gadget quarterback. So, you know, we'll see what happens with that. But let's move forward. Talking about the Giants and Dolphins, I didn't want to get on the side of that as well. But it looks like on the Miami side, Devontae Parker, it looks like he's back at practice this week. He's been able to come off IR. They will have to make that decision, I think, on Saturday or Sunday. And so if they can go ahead and let him suit up and play this week. But we don't know what his chances are playing this week due to the fact that he's still on IR. So we'll see what happens there. But he's definitely worth an add or a stash later, you know, for another week or so, whatever, because he is that benefactor. Right now, Waddle has been the go-to guy for Tua. And by the way, Tua has been playing great at quarterback. But when I think Parker comes back, I think it's going to take a hit on Waddle's efficiency, volume, and target. So just keep an eye out for future waiver wire pickups as we move forward closer to the playoffs and so forth. Let's talk about the Cardinals and Bears. That's right. Your boy Kyler Murray. Hoo-hoo. Yep, Kyler Murray's back. Looks like that he's able to expect his return this week. Many are expecting him to return. It looks like his ankle's a little better. He's been limited practice both Wednesday and Thursday. But he doesn't have to get a really full practice or return. So I'm comfortable playing Kyler Murray this week. Also, good news for DeAndre Hopkins fans. Your boy's back. Looks like he's kind of like gotten better with a hamstring. He's also expected to return this week. But his role will be fascinating to watch because I don't know what it's going to look like. I really don't know what it's going to look like. Are they going to limit him in terms of like how many, you know, not targets, but almost reps? Because I know they don't want to like re-aggravate the hamstring because, you know, when a player gets a hamstring through the season and they feel like they get better, it doesn't take much for it just to bam and it's all of a sudden it's back again. So it'll be interesting to see what happens, see what how many if he's going to be on a snap count. But he's more or less a low-end wide receiver too this week for me. So, but I would feel comfortable going and playing him. He'd probably get anywhere between, I don't know, 30 to 40 reps. Probably get see anywhere between 6 to 8 targets, possibly even a touchdown, which will make a lot of DeAndre Hopkins fantasy owner fans very happy. Including myself, because I got him in 2 leagues and he was killing me. Like I said, that was one of the players I was dealing with in terms of injuries this year. He was one of the guys. Then on the other side, you got Justin Fields possibly going to return. He's been limited practice this week. He's also been running with as a number two quarterback, so maybe Andy Dalton will probably get, you know, the line to start again. And also Allen Robinson, who looks like he's been dealing with a hamstring. He has yet to practice this week, and it seems like he'll be out again this week as well. So what does that mean? Darnell Mooney, spike him up. He's going to have a ton of targets. Montgomery, that's going to be just that show again. So, I mean, at this point, this far in the season, and see, I've been such an Allen Robinson fan. I know he's so much better than what he's showcasing this offense. At this point, I want to be, if you haven't dropped him already, just go ahead and drop him. I mean, he has really little to no value in terms of fantasy output. It looks like they just have this carousel at the quarterback position in Chicago. They're just trying to just kind of shoot from the hip to see who's willing to go, who's ready to go, you know. So I would just go and consider dropping him this week as well. In terms of the Vikings and Lions, the biggest one, I think, in terms for a lot of fantasy owners who've got DeAndre Swift, this is a big one for him. He's got a shoulder injury. He's been held out of practice all this week, and he hasn't been officially ruled out yet. But from what I've been hearing, it looks like that he won't be playing this week, which means Jamal Williams, if you have not got him on waiver wires or you didn't handcuff him, he is going to see a start. And he's probably going to be a top 15, top 12 running back this week. You know, I just feel like that's going to be just a great matchup, you know, because you got two backup running backs starting this week. One, you got Jamal Williams on the Detroit side. And, of course, you got also on the other side, Cook, who's expected to miss for the Vikings for several weeks due to results of the injury. It looks like Madison will possibly get the start, and he's probably going to be the number one overall player this week going against a very soft run defense with the Lions. So those are the guys I would really keep my eye on, Jamal Williams versus, Madison. I think those are two guys you want to go and plug and play, start them immediately. Whatever you need to do, whether flex or RB2, plug them in your lineups. Because both will have, I would say Madison has RB1, low RB1 value this week. And then you look at, on the other side, Williams, he's very explosive. He might have that RB2 type value this week. So I would go with those guys this week. Colts and Texans. Colts are dealing with, the Texans are dealing with a lot of injuries right now. Especially the running back and wide receiver. You got David Johnson, who's been dealing with illness in thigh. He has apparently some bug going around with the Texans. We're not really sure what's going on. But it looks like it's also been affecting a lot of other players. And also, let's not forget that Brandon Cooks has also been held out of practice as well this week as well. It's not clear if they haven't been able to practice because of the illness, what have you. But it looks like David Johnson more or less looks like he might miss his game as opposed to Brandon Cooks. So if David Johnson does not play this game, I would feel comfortable, especially for your deeper leagues, Rex Burkhead. He might be worth a start this week. Because over the last two games, both have combined for over 60 touches. So Rex Burkhead, if you're desperate for a running back, Burkhead is worth considering this week if David Johnson's out. So that's something to monitor. Like I said, you can catch me on Instagram at NFL.Junkie, JUNKIE. You can also follow me on Twitter at RayDoshiWNS, where I'll just throw you like some of my updates, alerts of players out, what have you, just kind of get you prepared to set up your lineups for Fantasy Football Week 13. Just check me there as well. But like I said, the best place you can find me is on Instagram at NFL.Junkie, JUNKIE. where I, like I told you, I give you all my start sits recommendations. If you feel like you got other questions, I have not addressed them on any of my posts, just DM me. Just reach out to me. Like, yo, Ray, I need some help, whatever. Cool. I got you. Your boy got you. But like I said, Brandon Cooks, more or less, if he's a French wide receiver too at this point, just having over 8 targets over the past 2 games. I feel like, you know, going against the Colts, very friendly game. I think that, you know, what's going on. Another player, if you guys haven't had the opportunity, if he's still on waivers, for the love of God, would you guys go pick up T.Y. Hilton? T.Y. Hilton, I don't know what it is about, but he loves playing against the Texans. He loves playing the Texans. I don't know what it is about that jersey or that stadium or that team, whatever. He just blows up every time he plays against the Texans. It's crazy to me. It's ridiculous. So if you have an opportunity to go pick up T.Y. Hilton, please go pick him up, even for the 10-12 leagues, and start him. There's so many other injuries out there right now that T.Y. Hilton, who is healthy, and I know that Pittman's there, but T.Y. Hilton, when he plays against the Texans, and it's just for this week, play him, and you won't be sorry that you did. You'll be so happy that you put him in your lineup. Then let's talk about the Buccaneers versus the Falcons. Uh-oh, AB's out because he decided he wanted to forge his vaccine card, which is not really hard to do. So he's out for 3 weeks. He hasn't been in and out of the lineup. He started off the season so strong, and now AB is nowhere to be found. Now he's going to be suspended for the next 3 weeks without pay, which is good news for people who are Ron Gronkowski, Chris Godwin, and Mike Evans, you know, owners. It means more volume, more targets. Because when AB was in the lineup, he took a lot of the attention, especially I think the player that he impacted the most in terms of like volume and targets was Chris Godwin. Chris Godwin became an afterthought at the beginning of the season. Mike Evans had his, like, you know, his flashes of big games, whatever, but it was more or less AB. It's just that AB-TB connection. Wow, it's crazy I said that. But, yeah, that was a connection. But, no, AB's out. Guess what? Now these other guys are going to step up. And Chris Godwin, Mike Evans, they already got chemistry with Tom Brady. We all know that Gronk and TB also have a connection for the last 20-plus decades, whatever. You know, I'm just being funny there. I'm trying to be. But I think that right now, that it's going to spread the ball around. I think that, you know, that's some of the guys you need to watch out for. Cordell Patterson is also a must start. I mean, he's not dealing with, you know, anything what's going on there. Kyle Pitts is still a top 10 receiver. So, and even Russell Gage. Go get Russell Gage. Please go get Russell Gage. For your deeper leagues who need someone at a flex position, Russell Gage almost had 20 fantasy points last week. I just literally just on this, on just literally on a blip, I had one of my players I didn't know was on a bye. I went ahead and replaced him with Russell Gage. No, A.J. Brown. That's right. A.J. Brown he was out last week, and he was one of my starting wide receivers. And I was like, God, I have a hole at wide receiver. What do I get? And I was looking through the lineups, whatever. I was looking for T.Y. Hilton because I wanted to stash him. But I was a week too late in one of my leagues, and I saw Russell Gage there. And I'm like, why has anybody picked up Russell Gage? So Saturday morning, I picked him up, put him in my lineup, got me 18 points. Helped me win that week. I was so happy. Excited. Russell Gage. He's definitely not an afterthought. Because Kyle Pitts is there and Cordell Patterson there, it takes a lot of attention off Russell Gage. And it showed last week. And then you got the Chargers and Bengals. There's no really fantasy relevant issues there. I mean, there should be good to go. I'll give you some of my fantasy starts where, you know, going on with that. And then when you look at the Washington versus the Raiders game, the only injuries you have to really worry about here is most likely is Darren Waller. We're not expecting Waller to play this week. So if you're looking for a tight end this week, Foster and Monroe is best expected to start. He's an intriguing streamer. I mean, he'd probably be a top 10 tight end this week. You know, because without him, I think that without Waller there, he's going to see a ton of targets because there's no one else to throw to. Renfro and probably Monroe are going to probably be the two wide receivers that Derek Carr, who's been playing lights out this season, is probably going to focus the most. Chances are they might try to run the game. DeSean Jackson, still dealing with the calf. He was limited on Wednesday and he was out Thursday, which is a great sign. So he might miss this game as well. If you're looking for, you know, in terms of like, you know, running backs, Josh Jacobs is still dealing with an ankle injury. It looks like, you know, at this time of the season, every player in the NFL is dealing with some injury. No one's healthy. So your boy Ray Dosky here on In My Opinion is trying to help you out to kind of show, you know, give you players and ideas of people you need to plug in before even the alerts come out this weekend. Before Saturday, before Sunday morning, I got you here. Just like I said, I'm going to post this up on my social media. I'm going to post this up on WNSR's Twitter page as well as our Facebook page. And if you like what you hear, please subscribe to the podcast because I'm trying to help you guys out. I win if you guys win. That's how I see it. But yeah, Darren Waller most likely will miss this week. Foster Moreau expected to start. He's definitely an intriguing play. I definitely want to see, you know, if you're looking for a tight end that needs to replace, yes, go ahead and play him. Then you look at the Washington side, J.D. McKissic, who was just balling last week, who seems like to be the preferred choice for running backs for Taylor Heinicke, dealt with it, was knocked out last week with a concussion. And he's been held out of practice each day this week, which means it's not a great sign that he's going to start, which seems to go towards Antonio Gibson seeing all the volume that he could possibly get in terms of running back. And Antonio Gibson has been great as of late. Multi-touchdown games. Like he's been what we expected him, but just unfortunately we've seen this so late in the season. We were expecting this towards the beginning of the season, but now, you know, it's fine. If you get hot, you get hot when you get hot, right? And right now for him, he's getting hot. For a lot of Antonio Gibson owners like myself and one of my leagues, he's gotten hot at the very end of this, you know, the season to help me get to make that playoff push. I'm okay with that. So I feel comfortable now starting Antonio Gibson. I gave it a week. Now I feel comfortable doing it. I did it last week. I'm going to move forward. I will be starting him, you know, going forward. In terms of the Jaguars, Rams, this is a big one. Odell Beckham is dealing with a hip injury. He was downgraded to a non-participant in practice yesterday, and that's not what you want to see. Odell Beckham Jr. was supposed to, we've talked this many times on this podcast, to be that missing piece or that to help out this Rams offense to move to the next level. No Robert Woods. Odell Beckham was going to come and fill his shoes. The person who really filled Robert Woods' shoes is Van Jefferson. That's a guy you might want to think about. If Odell Beckham doesn't play, please, for the love of God, would you please play Van Jefferson? Van Jefferson blew up last week. And they got Jacksonville coming into town, who's done horrible when traveling to the West Coast. They're going to beat the living crap out of Jacksonville this week. So go ahead. If you don't see Odell Beckham in your lineup, kind of, like I said, check me out on my Instagram page. I'll monitor his, you know, we'll get all the alerts that we could possibly get, all his injury updates, keep you guys informed to see if he's going to play or not. This is probably going to roll up all the way to game time. Even if he plays game time, don't be surprised if he's limited. If you start him, he's more or less like a flex, but he might be on a snap count. You know, him dealing with a hip injury, barely not practicing at all week, it's not really a good sign for any player. So that's a guy that you want to look at. Another one that you guys should look back, especially on the Rams side, is Daryl Henderson. He's been dealing with a thigh injury. He has yet to practice this week. But Sean McVay said he was optimistic about him, Henderson, playing early this week. But I'm not. So what did I do? I went and picked up Sony Michel in my leagues and get ready for him to start. Because if Sony Michel does start, he's a top 20 running back this week. Hands down. There's no one else behind Sony Michel. Sony Michel will get all the targets. He'll get all the volume. He'll get all the reps. He'll get all the carries. I mean, this guy will be the primo number one running back going against a very soft Jacksonville run team. So I would go ahead and pick him up as well. Another player you should watch out for is on the Jacksonville side is more or less it's going to be James Robinson. He's been dealing with a heel knee injury. You know, he was limited both on Wednesday and Thursday, which is about the same about how he was last week. So there's not much of a concern, hopefully. So it looks to be that James Robinson will look like he's going to be suiting up and playing this week against the Rams. Then you look at the 49ers versus the Seahawks. The Seahawks went ahead and signed who? That's right. A.B. Yep. A.B. No, not A.B. God, what am I saying? A.D. all day. Sorry. Adrian Peterson. I meant to say Adrian Peterson. I don't know why I had Antonio Brown in my mind. But yes, they went ahead and signed up. I don't know what kind of value he's going to get this week. Alex Collins is dealing with the abdomen. Looks like he's been limited each of the first 2 day practices this past week. But we'll see what happens today after Friday to see if he did practice or not. But I wouldn't really start Collins if I were, you know, if I had to, because he's what seen what 10 or few carries the last 10 straight games. The person who's really been blowing up this week is DJ Dallas. That's the guy who's been really back blowing up this week as well in that Seahawks backfield. But another player that you might want, who might want to get, you know, your eyes on in terms of waiver wires, who might likely will be more involved this week, will probably be Rashad Penny, who's returning back from dealing with a hamstring. Looks like he was upgraded to a full practice Thursday. And I know the Seahawks want to get him more involved because he is the type of back the Seahawks covet, the big, strong running back that can just bruise opposing teams. And I think they're going to try to use and rely on him very heavily against that 49ers front. We all know that Sam is expecting to miss this week. It's no surprise. He hasn't practiced. He's been on the sidelines. Jamichael Hasty, also Hasty. He looks like he could be back this week, which probably dagger, you know, that running back field. But I don't know what that's going to mean for Elijah Mitchell, because Elijah Mitchell has been blowing up. He is basically the number one running back in San Francisco. And I really thought Jeff Wilson was going to be the guy. I thought when Jeff Wilson came back from injury that he was going to probably try to compete, if not take carries away, if not be the number one wide receiver, number one running back in San Francisco. And it looks like that he was not able to do that. And it looks like they're just riding with Mitchell the entire way. So just kind of keep an eye out, see what's going on with Jamichael Hasty. You know, he might be there, but that's just pretty much where they're at in terms of the running back situation there. Ravens, Steelers. Pat Freiermuth has got to deal with a concussion. He's been a full participant in both days of practice, so that's a good sign for him practicing this week. Bring any setback, he should start this week going against a very, very friendly Steelers defense, a very friendly Ravens backfield. So I would expect, you know, if you got him starting or you need someone to tight end, I would go and plug him in with confidence as well. Then we got the Broncos, Chiefs. The only injury you got to really worry about is Melvin Gordon. He's dealing with a shoulder hip injury. He's missed the first 2 days of practice, which means you'll probably see Javonte Williams. So if Javonte Williams is on your team and he's on your bench, go ahead and put him in your starting lineup. Please do go and do that, because he looks like he will probably get the start. He's going to be a must start if Gordon goes out, because even if Gordon comes out, I don't see them playing him. If he's dealing with a shoulder hip injury and he's missed the first 2 days of practice, chances are that he's not going to probably play. So I would go ahead and get ready for Javonte Williams getting his first start. He's so much more explosive than Melvin Gordon. I would go and play Williams this week if he's on your bench. And then when you look at the Patriots versus the Bills, yeah, there's no real injuries there. It looks like they're ready to go. So, but like I said, those are my injury updates for more or less for each game for players. I believe we're going to be pretty impactful for this week as you guys are trying to fight for those, for trying to fight for that last playoff spot or try to get that, you know, higher seed, whatever. Those are my injury updates, but I'm going to go ahead and start now and give you my starting line or my start sits for week 13.
It's time to click your heels together and jump into the land of make-believe, where mediocre high school players who played on mediocre high school teams think they know more than a professional head coach. It's Fantasy Football Friday.
Guaranteed to help you win your fantasy football leagues. That's right, your boy Ray Dosky here, Nashville Sports Radio WNSR. I'm here to help you guys out get your wins each week. Not only can you find me on this podcast, in my opinion, you can also find me weekdays, Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 with the afternoon stretch guys with Bruno, Zach, and myself as we cover everything football, basketball, you name it, we talk it. So today is Fantasy Football Friday, and let's get some starts going on right now. Let's really start talking about some players you should really look at probably chasing right now. Teams, you know, as for your stardoms, let's start quarterback. I'm starting quarterback. Matthew Stafford has sucked the last 3 weeks. He has sucked. This week he gets the Jacksonville Jaguars team, which I told you earlier in the podcast has not done well when traveling to the West Coast, and they're going to annihilate Jacksonville. Matthew Stafford's going to help get the Rams out of their funk, this little sluggish mess they're in, and they're going to pulverize them. So Matthew Stafford, for me, is my start, because we all know Matthew Stafford and that LA Rams team, they always demolish horrible teams. They just can't beat good teams. When it comes to bad teams, yeah, they're all over them. So if you're going to go with anybody, I'm saying start Matthew Stafford with confidence. Then you got primetime, noontime, Kirk Cousins going against, that's right, the Detroit Lions. Please, for the love of God, start him. I actually got him starting over him over, I forget what the other quarterback I had. I think it was Josh Allen. I've got him starting over Josh Allen this week and some other players. I know Josh Allen's got the Patriots, but there was another team, because I got Kirk Cousins as my backup in two other leagues. And I think I put him over, I want to say Pat Mahomes, because I just Kirk Cousins, just prime time. He just annihilates. I mean, he's a top 10 fantasy going on into week 13. I mean, his past two games, he loves playing against Detroit. His past two games against Detroit, over 700 yards passing and 8 total touchdowns. You can't ask anything more from a quarterback. Kirk Cousins might be able to help you get you to your playoffs. Kirk Cousins? Yeah, Kirk Cousins. I got him starting over Pat Mahomes. Then I said Kyler Murray. Derek Carr, I like him this week as well. I think he should be a start. I mean, he's basically a top 10 candidate at home this week, and I know that he's going to miss Waller this week. That's a big target for him, so I don't know if he's going to be upside. So he more or less a boom and bust this week, but he definitely has top 10 upside at home. So I would go ahead and play Derek Carr. I just be just like I said, just temper expectations. Slim sleepers, you think you should start this week? Tua. I like Tua this week. The Giants have allowed 6 quarterbacks to score at least 22 fantasy points this year. I feel comfortable playing with Tua. I think that the Miami's played so far. They've played so much better, far better than they have first weeks compared to now. They are just a different team. Their defense has gotten healthier. The offense has gotten healthier. It seems like Devontae Parker is about a week out. He might even play. Who knows? We'll see what happens. We'll see what the Miami brass does. But I like Tua this week as well. And like I was telling you earlier, Taylor Heinicke, who's been blowing up. Taylor Heinicke, he looks like Sunshine from... from Remember the Titans. Did you see that little move that he did last week against the Seahawks where like that pass rusher behind him and he went high on him and like Tyler Heinicke just kind of dope underneath him? And I was like, Sunshine, Sunshine. Like, I was like, yo, that's Sunshine from Remember the Titans. He looks just like him. So, but I love what Taylor Heinicke has done so far this season. I'm like I told you, I'm a big Washington football fan. I'm excited to see what he does. I don't know if he's going to be the foreseeable future starting quarterback for the Washington football team, but right now he is, and I like what he's seen. And we can't deny the fact that Las Vegas has at least been okay against. They've allowed 7 most fantasy points to opposing quarterbacks. And 4 quarterbacks have scored at least 23 fantasy points against them in the past 6 games. So I like Taylor Heinicke if you're looking for somebody. In terms of my bust this week, I don't like, that's right, Matt Ryan. I just don't feel like he's worth it. I mean, if you look at Tampa Bay, they were so generous to opposing quarterbacks towards the beginning of the season. And it seems like whatever's going on, they have decided that they've shored up that defensive backfield and they've started to make it a lot harder. Than the last 2 games, the 2 of the last 3 opposing quarterbacks have only scored 17 fantasy points. So if I were to start Ryan, most likely I'll start Mike Ryan in probably like a 2 quarterback system right now. That's probably he's going to probably get the most out of me. Another quarterback, Ben Roethlisberger. I don't know what to deal with him. I just don't know. The Ravens have held the 2 of the past 3 quarterbacks to at least 18 fantasy points or less. And we know that Ben Roethlisberger is just, we don't know what's going on with that. I think it's going to be more or less the Najee Harris show when the Ravens and Steelers meet. I think Najee Harris is going to be the focal point in that game as well. Then you look at Teddy Bridgewater. Teddy Bridgewater going against Kansas City. Kansas City was, like I said, was another team that was very friendly to quarterbacks in fantasy football. You could just throw 30 points on them every week, the first 6-7 weeks. I mean, they just had their way against that defense. The last 3-4 weeks, they've shored up, and they've really tightened up. If you look at the Chiefs, the last 3 of the past 4 opposing quarterbacks have only scored 19 fantasy points or less. So they've improved defensively. I don't know what happened, whatever they did, but whatever they're doing, they've shut down in terms of quarterback output in terms of fantasy and in real games, because they've been able to go on a nice little hot streak, and now they're primed for they're back in the playoff contentions. They've feeling like they've found their mojo back. They look good. In terms of my bust alert, this is a boomer bust. It can go either way. It could be either Joe Burrow or Justin Herbert. I'm expecting both to really light up because, every time I was like, oh, both teams full of offense, full of talent, full of loaded players, wide receivers, running backs. I mean, everything you ask in just a crazy game for it to have over 65 total points, you would think that the Bengals versus the Chargers would be it. But the Chargers have only averaged about 17 fantasy points per game to opposing quarterbacks because their teams runs on them. That's the reason why I feel like it's going to be another Joe Mixon day. I really do. I think Joe Mixon, just like he did last week against Cleveland, is going to have another outstanding day. And I'm hoping that because I have him in 2 of my leagues. I have Mixon in 2 of my leagues. I hope that it's a Mixon day. But he's not a must start in terms of fantasy option. If I were going to start anyone, I would, like I told you, I'd probably look at Taylor Heinicke. I would look like at some of the other quarterbacks I mentioned, or even Kirk Cousins. If Kirk Cousins is in your lineup or he's on the waivers, I would start him over Joe Burrow this week, hands down. Then let's look at the running backs. We all know that we're starting Madison. We all know we're starting Gibson. I told you to start Williams. Boston Scott might or might not play depending on his illness. If Miles Sanders is out and Boston Scott is in and Jordan Howard's out, Boston Scott gets to start, go and play him. Go and start him. Because if you look what the Eagles done, they've decided that they're going to go ahead and start running the ball. And they have done the last couple of weeks. They're like one of the top rushing teams. When everyone was telling them, would you please run the ball? Stop making Jalen Hurts win the game. Run the ball. Give him some help. That's what the Eagles heard. The coaching staff said, I don't know what. We're going to start doing that. So they started to run the ball. Now they've, for the last 4 or 5 weeks, they've become a running team. And they've been looking really good. They've been looking fantastic. And not to mention, they're going against the Jets, who've allowed the most fantasy points to opposing running backs this season. That's right, the most. So keep an eye on this game. Like I said, check me on my Instagram page at NFL.Junkie, J-U-N-K-I-E, where I'll give you my alerts. I'll find out early that morning on Sunday morning to see who's going to be out and in this game. I'm hoping Boston Scott's out because I did pick him up in one of my waivers and one of my leagues. So I'm hoping he could go in there, possibly a flex play for me as well. Another guy I like this week, Myles Gaskin, going against the New York Giants. That's right. The Giants have allowed at least a running back to score at least or gain 100 total yards in all but one game this year. And not to mention, the Giants are number four in terms of allowing fantasy football points to opposing running backs. So I like Myles Gaskin this week. Like I said earlier in the podcast, sleepers, Sony Michel. If Henderson's not in, go ahead and sign up Sony Michel. Please go and do that, because you will not be sorry. You'll have flex to play this week. Even if he's in the secondary, I think he's going to play, because I think the game's going to be out of hand. I think they're going to just completely destroy the Jacksonville Jaguars to the point where, like, they're going to be up so big, they're going to just run the ball out to kill clock. And Sony Michel will be the benefactor of that, because I know if they're up that big, they're not going to try to even attempt to play Henderson. Why make him even more hurt if he's already dealing with an injury? Go and play Sony Michel. Go on. So I'm going to start Sony Michel this week. Matt Breida, that's right. Going against who? They're right, the New England defense. New England's been good on defense. But let's not forget, the Patriots have allowed at least running back to score at least 14 PPR points in six of the past seven games. So you can score on them as a running back. And we all know what Buffalo does. Buffalo likes to run the ball. Whether it be Devin Singletary, Zach Moss, Matt Breida, and even Josh Allen. And I've told you in the past, when I was doing my picks the other day, Bill Belichick struggles against quarterbacks who are mobile. It's always been like that. Lamar Jackson, you name it, he's struggling. Even Josh Allen. I know that, and I heard, Buffalo is, Bill Belichick is Buffalo's daddy, whatever. I don't want to hear that crap. Don't give me that nonsense. To the point that I even think Buffalo's going to beat him tomorrow. I already told you in my podcast. If you haven't had a chance to check out my podcast from, yesterday, go and check that out as well. And like I said, DJ Dallas is another play that you might want to look into. It's going to probably be him and Penny. Alex Collins is still dealing with that injury. I don't see that, you can trust, Alan Collins right now. Dallas has looked a lot more explosive. He did last week against Washington. He had five catches for 27 yards. He just was more or less involved in that passing game as well as the running game, because you got Rashad Penny. We'll see how he looks like from that hamstring injury. Travis Homer still dealing with a calf injury as well. So we'll see what happens, in that game. So you won't be surprised if DJ Dallas sees 15-plus touches this week, because they're going to need it. Terminal guys, I'm sitting this week. I'm sitting Tevin Coleman. I just don't like him going against Philadelphia. I think, he'd probably be a flex plus at best. Flex play at best, because there's just so many cooks in that kitchen, in that running back committee with Johnson and Walter. I mean, they're all they all equally separate reps in that Jets backfield. Ramon Stevenson, he's another one. I just don't trust him because at Buffalo. I think that, if he tries to score, it'll probably be minimal. I think that it's just that it seems like every other series is between Stevenson and Harris. And so, if anything, he's probably a flex play. So, if you're deeper leagues, I would start him at a flex play. If you're 14-team-plus leagues, that's the guy I would go after. David Johnson, like I said, he might be dealing with an injury. Who knows if he's going to be able to start tomorrow. And let's be real here. Indianapolis, who are number five in fewest fantasy points allowed to running backs this season. Back in week six, David Johnson only had 21 total yards. So, and he lost a fumble. So I wouldn't be comfortable playing with David Johnson. And then Darrell Williams, Clyde Hill, Hilaire is back. So I go against Denver, and in six games with Hilaire back on the field, Williams has only scored no more than 6 points in fantasy. So don't even look at his way as well. In terms of wide receivers, I like Marquise Brown going against that soft Steelers defense. I think that, Pittsburgh's – let's be real here. Pittsburgh's allowed three receivers to score at least 20 PPR points in the past two games. This is going to be a shootout on the Baltimore side, on the Ravens side, on the Steelers side. Like I said, it's going to be more or less a run game type tempo. They're going to try to control the clock, keep Lamar Jackson and that team offense off the field as much as they can. So that's why Najee Harris is probably going to see a big, big game. Devontae Smith. I like Devontae Smith going against the Jets. Nine receivers have scored at least 13 fantasy points against the Jets in the past five games. I like Devontae Smith. Brandon Ayuk, who was in the doghouse one day. Yeah, he was in the doghouse. Well, they got no Deebo Samuel. Kittle's back. But Brandon Ayuk, go in. Let me sign him up. I'm willing to play him. Give me him against that Seattle soft pass defense. And he should be considered probably a number two fantasy football in all leagues. Because if you look what Brandon did last year, he scorched that defense. I think he had like 8 catches for over like 90 yards and a touchdown. I mean, this guy is playing some of the best football that Shanahan and that coaching staff has been wanting or hoping the entire year, and now he's able to do it. He's been delivering as of late. So no Deebo Samuel. That means more volume, more targets for Ayuk this week. Hunter Renfro, like I told you, no Waller. Renfro is going to probably have 20 fantasy points, and I've got Renfro in one of my leagues, and I can't wait. And I know Washington's played better on defense. I know they played better on defense. And Derek Carr's going to be probably one of their better quarterbacks they faced in the last couple weeks. I mean, of course, they did beat the best, the GOAT, and Tom Brady just a few weeks ago. But I think Hunter Renfro is going to probably play in that slot. I just feel like, you know, if you look at it, Washington football team is number 4 in terms of most fantasy points allowed to opposing receivers. And if you look at the receivers, they scored at least 12 PPR points against Washington the past 5 games. So they are susceptible to the pass. So I would play Hunter Renfro this week. And like I said, Van Jefferson. I told you when I was giving you my injury updates, Van Jefferson is a plug and play. He must start. If Beckham is out, he's a must start. And don't even ask questions. I don't want to hear like, is he going to do this? No, go ahead and play him. I like Christian Kirk this week. I like Jacoby Myers. I like Josh Reynolds. Josh Reynolds is back with his old quarterback and Jared Goff. They had some time last year when they were with the Rams, and now they're going to rebuild that chemistry. And if you look at Minnesota, they've allowed at least 7 touchdowns to wide receivers in the past 5 games. 9 receivers have scored at least 12 PPR points. I'm thinking about going and taking a swing at Josh Reynolds. I'm really thinking about, you know what? I'm just going to throw that out there. I'm going to try to give him a shot because, you know, Detroit's going to need to score. Because all the attention goes to Hockenson. So Josh Reynolds is going to probably see anywhere between 6 to 8 targets, maybe even a touchdown. I mean, he's a big body. I mean, he did. He flamed out here at Tennessee. But he did some things and some nice things with the Rams as the third wide receiver option. Van Jefferson was still a rookie. I mean, we had Robert Woods, but when he was like the third wide receiver last year with the Rams. What he did with the Rams last year is what Van Jefferson is doing this year, but better. So I might take a filer on you and say, you know what? I'm gonna start Josh Reynolds this week, see what happens. Russell Gage, like I told you. Go and start Russell Gage. He's got a nice matchup going against a very soft Tampa Bay, you know, more or less an improved Tampa Bay offense defensive backfield, but they're still gonna need to score points. They're gonna do what they can. I like Russell Gage. T.Y. Hilton. I told you earlier, T.Y. Hilton loves playing the Texans. He loves playing the Texans. He's played 19 times in his career, has over 100 catches and for 1,700 yards for 11 touchdowns. I mean, this guy balls against them. Just in week 6, he had 4 catches for 80 yards on 4 targets before he went on the injury. I don't care. Michael Pittman's a high-end number 3. I think that T.Y. Hilton is going to be the beneficiary of a very, very good fantasy output this coming week against the Texans. In terms of guys I'm not liking this week, it's Mike Williams. Mike Williams started off strong, scoring over 20 fantasy points the first couple weeks. And since then, he's been around like, you know, 7. He's no longer a must-start option. He's just been flaming out. I don't know what happened to Mike Williams. He's in one of my leagues. I was really dependent on him, and he just kind of just flatlined a little bit. Then you got Courtland Sutton. I just don't feel like Sutton's going to be able to do much. He can't be trusted, most given their recent lack of production. Especially with Judy back in the offense, it's just too many mouths to feed. I just don't feel like with Sutton, he's just very trustworthy. Emmanuel Sanders. He should remain on the bench until he proves otherwise. Because he's going against a very tough defensive backfield with the New England Patriots. Yeah, I'm not trusting this week as well. And if you got Kenny Galladay, like I said, we don't know who's going to play. If Mike Glenn's playing quarterback, Kenny Galladay has been nowhere this entire season. I mean, he hasn't, I've been waiting for, I drafted him in one of my leagues, and I was like, yo, is he the guy going to blow up? No, he never blew up. Never even had one game. Dealt with injuries, whatever, and he had great matchups. I mean, matchups where I felt like he was going to see all the targets. At that time, there was no Shepard, there was no Tony, there was no Barkley, there was no one. It was going to be him, just him. Did nothing. So those are my wide receivers. In terms of my tight ends, go get it. Logan Thomas. He's back. Logan Thomas is probably one of the guys who's trending upwards in terms of like tight ends that you probably should be going after. Because if you look at the Raiders are 27th in terms of going against opposing tight ends. They're very friendly against them. Because if you look at they've given up at least 8 touchdowns to Titans in their past 8 games. That's a touchdown. I mean, come on. Logan Thomas, he was just very, and he was involved last week against the Seattle Seahawks. Taylor Heineke went to him often. He's good for Terry McLaurin, too, because that takes all the attention off of Terry McLaurin. Logan Thomas will need to be accounted for. And I like Logan Thomas this week. I like Dallas Goedert. I like Zach Ertz. Some of my sleepers, like I said, Foster Moreau. If you go get Moreau this week, go and play him against this, you know, against a team, a Washington football team that's allowed at least the Titans to score in 3 of the past 5 games, which is not bad. But, you know, the touchdown opportunities are there for him. I like Noah Fant this week. Cole Kmet. No Allen Robinson. It can't be Mooney by himself. We all know that Andy Dalton, he does start this week. He loves tight ends. He's going to go to Kmet. He's going to go him often. Okay? So I'm just telling you right now, go ahead and start him. He's going to see a lot of volume. In terms of guys I'm sitting this week, I'm sitting Hunter Henry. I'm sitting Ingram. And then in terms of my bust alert is Dawson Knox. If you look at the New England Patriots, they've only given up, 3 touchdowns this past year to opposing tight ends. Yeah, I don't trust Dawson Knox this week. And I have Dawson Knox in one of my leagues. I am replacing him with Logan Thomas. That's who I'm playing this week. So, but like I said, those are pretty much like, you know, my fantasy football players, you know, who you should start and sit this week. And like I said, if you want to have a chance to, you know, check me out, you can find me on Instagram at Instagram at nfl.junkiejunkie. You can also find me on Twitter at raydoskiewnsr. Please go ahead and follow. I'll give you all my alerts and notes and all what I can. And, you know, if you can't find me there, chances are I'm here in studio with the Afternoon Stretch guys from 4 to 6 from, you know, with Zach and Bruno talking all things sports. But until then, I'm Ray Dosky, and this, in my opinion.